in the middle of a two-parter. So can anyone remember last week? Jesus said, I am the... That's this week, Good Shepherd. Last week, what did he say? I am the gate. Good. Okay, so I'm going to put that up on my washing line. Okay, so he said, I am the gate. And can you remember what he said? I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, he said. I am the gate, and whoever enters through me will be saved. He speaks about salvation. And he also said one more thing. I'm the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved, and they will have life to the full. Life to the full. And so we'll stick that up as well. Okay, so this is just remembering what we did last week. Okay, there we go. I'm the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved, will have salvation, and will have life to the full. But that maybe left us with some questions. What does this salvation look like? And what does life to the full even mean? Well, we find answers to both those questions in this morning's passage, part two, as Jesus tells us, I am the good shepherd. Let's just put that up here as well. So this week he says to us, I am the good shepherd. And he's going to help us understand this salvation, understand what life to the full means. And now when we hear him talk about a shepherd, we need to know that that is him making a little bit of a leadership bid. Okay, so shepherd in the Old Testament, it always means it's connected to leadership of God's people. We're used to leadership bids at the moment, aren't we? Leadership is essential, but we're not always so happy, perhaps, about the options we have in front of us. Even as we cast the net widely, sometimes we're not happy about the options. Well, we're going to take a little look at Jesus' leadership pitch. He gives us the message straight away, if you've got your Bibles open. This is the slogan that he would have emblazoned across his campaign bus. It's verse 11, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is a leadership campaign that is built on the principle of self-sacrifice. And with that statement, Jesus is setting himself apart from everyone else. So he mentions the hired hands, doesn't he? People who don't really have any commitment to the sheep. They're there for their own benefit. Maybe they've heard that there's a decent living that you can get from looking after sheep. Especially if you're the kind of person who loves being outdoors. But they're very much fair weather sheep watchers. As soon as there's danger, well, they're off. They're out of there. There's no advantage for them to stick around. They never pretended that they actually cared for the sheep. They were just there for what the role offered them. That's the hired hands. But Jesus is not just saying, oh, I'm not like a hired hand. He's actually saying, I sit in a category all on my own. Because sometimes even the smallest words make a difference. So notice what Jesus says. He doesn't say, I am a good shepherd. He says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus' actions here, they go beyond what any other shepherd or leader is able to do. So other shepherds who are worth their salt, maybe they would endure some danger to look after the sheep. Maybe when a big wolf comes, they will shout at the wolf, or they'll throw stones at the wolf to try and scare it off. But there will always come a point where their efforts are in vain and they can't do anything else. And actually, for a normal shepherd, it would be a really bad idea for them to let the wolf kill them. Because that would just leave the rest of the sheep in even more danger. But Jesus, the good shepherd, he says, I am defined by the fact that I choose to die for my sheep, because that is the act which will bring about their salvation. So let me just stick this up Jesus laying down his life for us, that is the act which brings about salvation. Because without him and that sacrificial act, we are in mortal danger. I wonder if you have the same emotions as me as you watch wildlife documentaries. And there's some good wildlife documentaries on TV, aren't there? As they show that little gazelle being chased by the cheetah across the grassland. Okay, picture it. I am willing that gazelle to duck and dive and leap its way out of trouble. Okay, everything in me wants that gazelle to get away. I'm genuinely relieved if it does. But sometimes, actually, that scene, it comes within a bigger story, doesn't it? Because actually, maybe we know that that cheetah has got a family of cubs nearby. And they haven't eaten for days. And so suddenly, we've got mixed emotions about this whole thing that's going on in front of our eyes. Because predators aren't necessarily the baddies. It's more complicated than that. And yet, I still don't like it when the gazelle gets caught and eaten. Well, it's a little bit like that with the wolf that comes after the sheep in this passage. Our first instinct when we hear about that wolf, of course, is just want the sheep to be safe. But maybe it surprises you what the wolf represents. Now, the wolf here represents God's judgment on sinners. His right, fair judgment, his good judgment for all the ways that we, the sheep, have acted against God and against other people. And so from one perspective, well, for the wolf to triumph here, well, that wouldn't be a bad thing. Predators aren't always the baddies. But of course, for the sheep, that would be really bad, wouldn't it? For the sheep, that would be really, really bad. And so Jesus, the good shepherd, who loves the sheep, well, he chooses to step in and lay down his life in their place, that justice might be satisfied and yet the sheep might live. That is the remarkable salvation that Jesus is talking about here. So you see, Jesus isn't just one option amongst many for how we can be friends with God. He's the good shepherd. He's the only one actually who can help us through his uniquely powerful death on the cross. I am the gate. Anyone who enters through me will be saved. How? Well, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Well, already that makes Jesus a wonderfully beautiful leader to follow, doesn't it? But what about our second question? What does life to the full mean? Well, it turns out that life to the full, it centers on relationship with Jesus that goes much deeper than we could have ever imagined. And verses 14 and 15, they say this: I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. We all want to be known, don't we? And not necessarily famous. Kids, there are all sorts of downsides with being famous. You don't need to be famous. But we long for people to just really know us, to get us, to understand us, to grasp how all the different aspects of our character and the different experiences that we've been through come together to make us us. Perhaps if you're being really honest, you feel like you don't even really know who you are sometimes. Well, Jesus, the good shepherd, says, I know you. I know your whole story. And I love you, and I'm here to lead you down a good path. Even in those moments where we feel the most overlooked, or invisible, or misunderstood, whether it's at school, or at work, or wherever it is, even in those moments, Does someone who knows us intimately and loves us deeply. And not just that, he also says, I want you to know me properly. You see, Jesus is not just like a counselor, someone who you might go to for help, and who sits there and asks you questions and knows everything about you, but actually just sits behind a desk and shares nothing of himself. Jesus isn't like that. He wants us to know him properly. Now just pause for a moment and imagine how well God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, know each other. Just imagine how well they know each other. And how their knowing each other so well works its way out in their perfect love for one another and their perfect unity that exists within the Trinity. And now let your mind be blown. Jesus is offering to open up that relationship of love with us. He's got no desire to be a distant, unapproachable leader. Having died for us, he comes alongside us and he says, I'm here, let me help you get to know me. Where would you like to start? That's living life to the full, knowing and being known by God. Let me stick that up for us. Life to the full is knowing and being known by God. Having a real relationship with him. And once that's in place, once we're back in relationship with the Creator, as we get to know him better and better, well, actually, we'll also start to understand better and better how to live well in his world. So it is possible for people who don't know God to enjoy all sorts of things in this world. Of course it is. It is possible for them sometimes to have real happiness. But actually, their experience, your experience, if that's you here this morning, someone who doesn't yet know Jesus as the Good Shepherd, that experience is just a taster of an even better, even greater enjoyment and deeper happiness that comes from doing all of those things, but with God at your side, enjoyed the way they were intended to. Let me just show you one of my daughter's toys. Here we go. She got this lovely balance bike for Christmas. Now, she loves this balance bike. She really enjoys this balance bike. But the way that she uses it generally is to turn it upside down and to just spin the wheels. Okay, that's what she does. And she gets great enjoyment and real happiness out of that. And she sat there at the back looking at it, loving it now. But I long for the day when she'll listen to me and she'll turn the bike over and she'll sit on it and she'll experience the real joy and happiness of freewheeling through a park on this bike. Do you see, she's got enjoyment and happiness from it already, but actually when she starts using it as she's meant to, as it was designed to, well, that's where real enjoyment and happiness comes. And that is what Jesus says to us. Live life with me at the center, and you'll start to really enjoy life to the full. Well, one more thing to see about why Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is such a great leader. He's such a great leader because he makes it really easy for anyone to follow him. And verse 16 says this, I have other sheep that are not of this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Now, Jesus does not care about having just a particular type of person follow him. This is a very fluffy, pretty looking sheep, isn't it? Okay? It's a lovely sheep. It's probably a pedigree sheep. That's probably worth a lot of money, that sheep. But if you get out into the fields around here and you look at sheep, most of them don't look like this. Okay, sheep are smelly and they're awkward looking and they're funny looking and some of them are really skinny and some of them are really fat and they have bad legs and they've got dodgy eyes and most sheep don't look like this. And Jesus, the Good Shepherd, says he is committed to bringing all those kind of sheep or people into his family. In fact, there is nothing about us that can make us unacceptable to him. He is committed to bringing in all kinds of people. And so he makes it super, super easy for us to join the gang. What do we have to do? We just have to listen to the shepherd's voice and follow. That's all we have to do. Just listen to the shepherd's voice and follow. That's all a sheep has to do. And listen and follow because you trust that voice. You know that is the voice of someone who loves you so much that they were prepared to die for you. That's all we need to do. Listen to Jesus and follow him. He puts nothing else in our way. Of course, sometimes we will really need to trust him with where he's taking us. It won't always feel like an easy thing to listen to Jesus' voice above all the other voices who are trying to tell us who to follow or what to believe or how to live. There are lots of voices telling us all sorts of things, aren't there? And it won't always feel easy to keep on listening to the shepherd's voice. But even in those moments, if we remember who he is who's speaking to us, that he's the good shepherd who laid down his life for us that we might have life to the full, well, then I think it will make sense to us to keep on listening to him above anyone else. So let me lead us in prayer. Our Father, we thank